Hey, and welcome to Youth Unfiltered, a podcast from Connect Evergreen. Connect Evergreen is a coalition in the Vancouver, Washington area made up of students, parents, and community members working together to support youth and build connections in the community. I'm Alia Nakvi, and along with my fellow interns from Union, Heritage, and Mountain View High School, we'll be sharing conversations about the issues, challenges, and ideas shaping student life today. Everything from substance use to social stigmas. Whether you're local or just curious about what youth are thinking and doing here, thanks for listening, and we're glad you're listening.
My name is Jose Angel Chaires. I'm 17, and I go to Mountain View High School. I'm a senior.
I'm Molly Anokvi. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a rising junior at Union High School.
My name is Sonia McManus. I'm also 16 years old and also a rising junior at Union High School.
My name is Shreya Gupta, and I am 16 years old, and I also am a junior at Union High School.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate your level of comfort going into this podcast project?
Probably like 2.
1 being like most comfortable or
least comfortable?
I'd say 4.
Okay. I'd say a 4.
I like a 4 or 5.
Wow. I'd say 2. Bro. I'm
scared, y'all. And now that we've completed season 1, how are we feeling? Where would you rate your level of comfort?
5.
Definitely 5, yeah.
If anything, like, I feel like I'm a little lower just because, like, I haven't been here since the introduction. I was pretty nervous coming into it. So I would say, like, today was, like, a 3, but just because, like, it's been, like, 2 weeks.
Okay. Featured in the introduction and the end.
Yeah, because I was worried, like, I'd forget, like, how it works. No, I would just like mess up. I don't know.
Forget how talking works.
That was you. I don't want to hear it.
I had a voice crack. Chill.
I said 5.
5.
Yeah,
okay.
It was very comfortable.
I'd say 5 too. Yes. Yeah.
What would you say was your favorite part of the experience?
The beginning and the end. That's what I was here for.
Like getting together. I think it's really fun. Just like record our natural conversations and then
You
could just put it together and make it a masterpiece.
Yeah. I like, yeah.
Oh, go. You go.
No. I insist.
Oh. I like just having a conversation with one another and like building off each other's like different points. I think this is like a much like, I think this is a really effective way to get the message out instead of just putting like a slogan on a poster and calling it a day. Like here you can actually really hear the perspectives and opinions of the people behind it.
It's pretty cool. I like how it's, yeah, it feels like half conversation, like, it feels
good. And pass it on to you.
No! Okay. it feels like both just a casual conversation between friends and then also like a smart discussion brainstorming kind of thing too. It's very nice.
Was there anything new that you learned about the process?
The way the cameras work.
Yeah, they're kind of me too. Intimidating.
Oh yeah, cameras are new.
Just staring at us the whole time we're talking.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool too.
I mean, really, our only job was really just to talk to each other. So I don't really see anything like new I learned, but just like something really cool that I like tried. Like, I think this is a really cool thing to like try one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a really cool thing to try. But for something I learned, you handled all the software. So we kind of just sat here and then also just talked to one another. So
do you feel like the conversations were a little bit different? Like the vibe was a little bit different once the mics were on? Versus when we were just in here, just, you know, prepping and in between takes.
I feel like we're all a little bit more laid back when it's not recording. Mm-hmm. But I feel like our dynamic doesn't really change that much.
Nope.
And I feel like we tend to stay on track a little more when we're recording. Because otherwise our conversations are all over.
Yeah, I feel like our conversations are really straightforward when we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we were really like really stiff when we first start recording.
Yeah.
But when we start like getting more into it, then the conversation flows easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So we forget we're recording.
Would you say this experience increased your interest in podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it helped me at least see that it's not as hard as it seems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to add on to, like, one of the things I learned, I don't know if we need to use this or not. I'd always had the idea that podcasts had to be recorded in one take, and it was just, like, this continuous conversation thing. I didn't realize, like, how much editing goes into it, which is really reassuring.
Yeah, and how, like, how much, like, mistakes are allowable. Like, you can just
cut it out and then it never existed.
What if you like pranked us and like this is all just gonna be one long take?
Oh, ambush.
Please don't. I mean, you can get who's insulting everybody. And then
it's true. Yeah,
okay, so looking back, what tips would you have given yourself at the beginning of this project?
It's okay to mess up and restart.
Probably just relax and don't think about it too much.
It's really not that deep. Just talk.
Yeah, just remember, it's just a conversation between buddies. That's all it is. Buddies. What else would you call it?
Pals. Bro.
Co-workers. Buddies.
Colleagues. Any other word but buddies, really.
Yeah, that's, wow. That was not it.
I'm sorry, but buddies?
Because she's AI generated.
Keep that in there.
Y'all see the harassment I did.
How does it feel to be done?
Yay. That was really cool. Yeah. It's a bit sad though. I kind of liked it.
It doesn't feel like the end just because I it's like
yeah. You
this is Jose's second episode.
The beginning and the end is all he was here for.
The most important parts.
No, darn, Dom's not here.
All right, yeah. Dom.
Photoshop him.
Put him back here. That's too bad. But yeah, it's really fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks for helping us with the podcasting.
Yeah, thank you. Cool experience. Thank you.
What would you say to any adults interested in creating platforms like this for youth in our community?
You go.
Okay. Yes, it is really pricey and there's a lot of equipment, a lot of thought into what you buy that goes into this. But like Alia mentioned before, it's a really great way to get your message out. And yeah, it's really natural.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what Sharia said. It is like a really authentic way to get student voice out there and put a message out there that other students are likely to listen to because it's teens talking to teens. So I think this is, it's a pricey investment, but it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yay!
Keep the AI-generated comment in there. In person.
Oh, dear.
That's it for this episode of Youth Unfiltered. Thanks for listening. We're the Connect Evergreen interns, working with this coalition in Vancouver, Washington, to bring you these conversations. Make sure to follow along with future episodes, and we'll see you next time.